Praise the Lord. We're going to do something just a little bit different today. This is going to be a totally visual day. Hallelujah. Now, some of you may know that the Lord has taken me back to one of my first loves, and that's painting. So I'm going to bring a lot of paintings this morning to show you, and we're going to do a visual tour of the Bible. Now, if you're sitting comfortably... Okay. Well, that's all right. Dramatic lighting is always good. So let's just do it right from here. Where to begin but at the beginning? This painting is called Echoes of Creation. I'm sorry? Can you see this in the back? Okay. Well, okay. It's called Echoes of Creation. As I was painting this, I could see spheres and globes and universes and planets and stars come emerging out of this, just like the Lord was flinging things out into space, out into the universe, the creation that he wanted us to have, to know and to see and to believe. And this is called Echoes of Creation. My prayer for you is that you, when you're looking at the stars and the moon and all the planets, that you take this back to the original source, and that's the hand of God who is our creator. Okay. The next thing that he did was he said, "Let there be light." And there was light. Can you imagine how their eyes, whoa, you know, after being in darkness all this time, then all of a sudden here is light? And as I was painting this, I could see these little shapes down here at the bottom, and it looked like marigolds and poppies and zinnias and flowers. And this one is called Praise for a Summer Dawn. And I painted this on a real early morning in July last year, so that was kind of an appropriate thing. Now, as I was doing this painting, you could see all these white streaks that were just like streaks of lights, you know, shafts of sunlight. Somebody looked at that and they said, "Oh, look, it's a dinosaur." And I said, yes, yes, I can just see dinosaurs praising the Lord for each new dawn that they had to live. My prayer for you is that every dawn you find something to praise the Lord for. Now this one, we're going to start out with it this way. This was a bad painting day. This was a really bad day. I got up all grumpy and grouchy. I just did not want to paint. I just didn't feel anything. I didn't want to do it. I groused and I grumbled and I moaned and I groaned and carried on at the Lord. And he says, "Just sit down and get on with it." So I said, "Oh, okay." So I sat down and I just started slapping on colors that I liked. And I thought, well, after a while it was like, see, there's still nothing there. There's nothing there. And he says to me, "Well, turn it over." And as I turned it over, ta-da! There were the beginnings of skyscrapers. There was the river at the bottom. And this is called There is a River in the City of Our God. And in this painting, I could see the love and the mercy and the favor and the grace of God flowing down constantly and forever. My prayer for you is that when things seem really grumpy and grouchy and horrible and you can't find any pleasure in anything, that you allow the Holy Spirit to turn your life on its head so that you can begin seeing things from God's perspective rather than from the perspective of earth. This one is called Wings of Paradise. This is in the way. Ta-da! Now, you got to know that none of these were painted in sequence. You know, they just were all random paintings as I was doing them. But as I got to looking at them, the Lord put them in sequence for me so that it kind of shows everything in order. This is the Wings of Paradise, and I wanted to show the sweep of an angel's wings. And I got to thinking about wings and how fragile they are. And butterfly wings, and butterflies are in there too. If you can't see them, come up and look at it later. There's birds in there. There's dragonflies in there. There's all kinds of wings in there. And they are very fragile. But they belong in paradise. And who are the most fragile creatures of all? Us. Because without the power and the grace and the mercy and the love of God, we would surely be lost. My prayer for you is that you allow the Holy Spirit to put wings on your soul so that when the end of your journey comes, you will fly to heaven where you belong. Now, we all know what happened in the garden. Mankind fell. That's okay. And when mankind fell, then God had to expel them out of the garden. And then he put angels at the beginning of the garden to guard the tree of life so that sinful man could not get hold of the everlasting tree of life. Now this painting not only shows the angels who were guarding that tree of life, but it also is a reminder that we need to allow the Holy Spirit to mount guard over our hearts and our lives and our minds so that only things that belong to God can come in and out of our spirits. My prayer for you is that you learn how to do that, that you learn how to put that guard over your heart so that the words of God come out and the words of God go in. Now this one is a very special painting to me. First of all, after mankind was expelled from the Garden of Eden, what did he do but get into more mess? Just one mess after another. Until finally the Lord says, I've had it. I'm done. And he sent floods to cleanse the earth. But after that, after the earth was cleansed with water, then he sent his promise. And that promise came in the form of a rainbow. Now this painting came during a time when I was really doing some soul searching. When I didn't know what was next. I didn't know if there was any ministry left for me. I didn't know if there was any place for me to be in the body of God. I didn't have a clue what was coming next. And then during a prophetic outpouring, I received a word from the Lord. And the Lord says, I see around you a vibrancy of color, just like a rainbow. And my promise to you is still valid. It's still in force. I have not forgotten. Now, when I got divorced about 25 years ago, moved into my own little apartment, and it was a garden apartment, a basement apartment, and the windowsills were like here, and outside was the ground level. And on the windowsills, I had some crystal candlesticks that had long prism drops. And as I came into the living room that day, the sun was shining through that picture window, and it hit those crystal prisms, and it threw miniature rainbows all over my house. And the Lord promised me then that nothing of this earth would ever overcome me. My prayer for you is that when you feel like that there's nothing left to go for, that you allow the Holy Spirit to remind you of the myriad colorful promises that God has given you that he has placed in your life, because his promises are always yes and amen. Now, the next section of the Bible talks about the kings and the prophets and the prophecies concerning Jesus and his life and what was coming. And he is the king of the universe. He is the king of our peace. He is the king of our hearts. This painting is called The Glory Flows Down. And it reminds us of the kingship of the Lord. And if you can see those sparkly bits at the top, those are the jewels in the crown. And guess who that is? That's you and me. We are the jewels in that crown. There is a scripture in Psalms that talks about It says, what is man that you're mindful of him, that you have crowned him with honor and glory? And this is a reminder that glory flows from the top down. In John 17, Jesus says to his disciples on the last day before he goes to take care of his mission, Father, the glory that you have given me, I now give to them so that they may be one as you and I are one. My prayer for you is that you remember that the glory belongs to you as well. If you acknowledge the kingship and the lordship and the authority of Jesus Christ, then that glory belongs to you. Now we come to Christmas. Yay! Just gone. This is, of course, the Nativity. And this painting has, if you can see it, I don't know whether you can from far back or not, but it has angels in silhouette in the background in little places. And then the glory of the light, the light of God shining down on the Nativity. This painting is called Sentinels of Light. And it's to remind us that it's the beginning. The light has come. The light has been laid in the manger. The light has come because of and the angels are there. You know, it's just all light. My prayer for you is that you remember that Christmas, and that word means celebration of the anointing, that Christmas is not just for December 25th. It's for every day of your life. It's every day that you wake up. The Nativity, the birth of Jesus, is yours to claim. Now, after that, Jesus grew up, and he grew in wisdom, and he grew in favor, and he grew in stature, and then he was baptized, and then the Holy Spirit drove him out into the desert. This is called Lead Me to the Higher Rock. I'm losing the thing here. Now, as he was out there in the middle of the desert, he went out there for 40 days. And 40 nights, and he was tempted. He had to get through all of his flesh. He had to get through his mental things. He had to get through everything in order to come back the way that he was supposed to come back. The Holy Spirit led him out there so that he could find who he was. This is showing the determination of that quest. The same kind of determination that we need to have when we're on our quest for who we are. My prayer for you is that you begin to search for your vision, that you begin to search for your mission, and that you will find it when you climb to that higher rock. This is another special favorite of mine. It's called The 41st Dawn. Now, after he was out in the desert for 40 days and 40 nights, he comes back out of the desert. I love this painting. I just think it is just for me, it just is so powerful. I want to read you the scripture that goes with this one. In Luke 4, it says this, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him throughout all the region and round about. And I wanted to show how he came back from the desert in power, with all of his power on display. And the first opportunity that he had after he came back from the desert, he went into the synagogue, and he took down the scrolls, and he started to read. And he read out of Luke 14, it says this, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And he closed the book, and he sat down, and he says, "This day, this is being fulfilled in your ears." My prayer for you is that once you set out on your quest to find your vision in your ministry, that you receive the power that Jesus had, because it's there for you. Now, the first miracle that he did, the first public miracle that he did, was at the wedding feast of Cana. This one's called Water and the Wine. Now, you all know the story how at the marriage feast, they ran out of the good stuff. And Mary, his mother, came to him and says, "Do something. Do something about this." And he said, "Well, I don't know. It's not my time yet." And she just looked at him and she goes, just like all mamas do when their kids don't want to mind. And so he did. He went and changed the water into wine. Now, when my sister saw a photograph of this, I don't know whether you can see this or not, but these vats over here that have the wine in it, they're kind of like sparkly. My sister says, "Oh, I didn't know Jesus made pink champagne." I said, "Well, of course he did. Nothing but the best for his friends and family, especially at a wedding feast." My prayer for you is that when you find any lack or anything missing or anything out of place in your life, that you have the same kind of faith that Mary did, that you go to Jesus and you ask for what you need and watch him make a sparkling miracle for you. Now, he went about teaching and preaching about the goodness and trustworthiness of God, about the kingdom of God and what all was included in that. And as he spoke, he used parables. And he used the symbols of lilies in the field. He used symbols of birds in the air. He used symbols of little children. This one is called Consider the Lilies. My prayer for you is that you come just like little children and learn how to relax and grow in your faith. Grow from grace to grace, from glory to glory, from mountaintop to mountaintop. And that just like little children, you accept and trust him fully. Now, as he was going about teaching, he got tired. And he got run over by people and by ministry and by having to do and to be in front of people all the time. And he needed to go away to a place by himself to pray. So he sent the disciples on. He says, "I'll catch you up later, guys." Well, that's my paraphrase anyway. So they took off and they went on the boat. And then storm came up and all of a sudden here comes Jesus walking across the water at them. You got it? Okay. And Peter jumps out of the boat and he starts to walk into Jesus and all of a sudden he starts sinking. But Jesus reached down and rescued him. Now, those of you who can see this little thing here, that's not a bikini top, I promise you. That is a mask. That's the mask that we use to hide ourselves from ourselves. That's the mask that we use of false courage, of self-courage, of self self, self, self. It's when Peter flung off that mask of self-confidence and reached out to the Lord that he could really reach down in and rescue and redeem him. And this painting is called The Rescue. My prayer for you is that when you start out on your vision, on your ministry, that when things seem to get really rough and tough, that you throw off those masks of self-confidence and you really reach out to the Lord and allow him to minister to you and to strengthen you and to bring you through the way that he wants you to come. I'm fine. I'm going to be early. This one is called The Servant King. Now we come to the end of the gospel stories. And this is at the Last Supper. Now he's already taught them about the bread and the wine. He's already taught them about the blood and the body. He's already talked to them about being betrayed. And the last thing he does, the last piece of ministry that he performs for them, is to tie on a towel around his middle, take out a basin of water and start washing their feet. Now, this is the exact moment when Peter says, no, you're not going to do that to me. And as I was painting this, I could feel Peter experiencing his own unworthiness, knowing that the Lord God, Christ himself, was trying to wash his feet. And at the same time, I could see Jesus and his breaking heart because Peter, his best friend, misunderstood his entire ministry. He didn't know. Peter didn't know what Jesus was about. And in all that midst of confusion, Jesus is still looking to be the servant to these disciples. He still wanted to perform this one last service for them. And in the middle of all this, knowing that the next day his blood was going to be shed to fully cleanse the entire earth. My prayer for you is that you don't let your feelings of unworthiness stop you from coming to the Lord, to stop you from accepting the ministry that he has come to bring to you, to stop you from feeling his love and his mercy towards you. Then after supper, they went out into the garden. And Jesus went apart by himself to kneel down and pray. His heart was very heavy because he knew that the next day, all the sin, the sickness, the disease, the nastiness, the corruption, the chaos, the confusion, all of that from the beginning of creation until the far end of it were going to be laid on his shoulders. And it was a heavy burden. And he knelt down and he asked the Father, if there's any other way, if there's any other way, Lord, let it be. But nevertheless, not what I want, but what you want. And after that, the Father sent ministering angels to give him strength and to support him, to help him, to carry him through what he was going to have to face the next morning, the next day. My prayer for you is that when you feel like that everything is lost, when you feel like that the burden is just way too heavy for you to bear, that you remember that Jesus went through exactly the same thing, that he knows what it's like to carry a burden that's much too heavy for him to bear. But you also remember that the Holy Spirit will send ministering angels to you to give you strength to carry through. And then we have the next day. Of course, that's the crucifixion. And if you can see in the painting itself, there's this drippy effect. It's like tears falling from heaven. It's like the cross itself is crying. And this painting is called For Those Tears. And the people at the bottom, they're crying over their shame. They're crying over their guilt. They're crying over their loss. My prayer for you, however, is that you remember that all of those tears that have been shed in your life over your sin, over your shame, over your loss, over your grief, that those tears have been counted by the Lord and they have been ransomed and redeemed and paid for by his blood. Now you notice that that cross is empty. He didn't stay there. Amen. He didn't stay there. Now you've all seen pictures of the resurrection. And you've all seen pictures of Jesus wrapped up in white robes with lilies in his hands and getting ready for a flight off to heaven. And those are beautiful pictures. But I always wondered what happened at the exact moment of resurrection. And this is the painting that the Lord gave me about that. It's that he reached his hand down through the earth into that tomb. And he grabbed Jesus up out of that sarcophagus and he brought life back into him. And that's his mighty hand And those are the rays of light that come out from him. And then as I stood back and I looked at this painting, I thought, oh, you know what? That also harks back to the manger. When God laid him down in the straw and gave him physical life and carried him all through the Gospels, then at the resurrection, he's reaching down into that dead flesh and he's putting spirit life back into it. My prayer for you is that when things seem dead, you remember that the hand of God has always been with you from your birth, through your death, through your life, to your death, even through your resurrection, so that there is nothing that comes between you and the hand of God, for it's always been there. This is another special favorite of mine. This one is called Find Him in the Light. Now on Easter Sunday, the disciples had heard rumors. Somebody came and told them that the tomb was empty. But can you imagine how they felt when they were in that upper room? How distraught they were felt. How anxious that they felt. And they could just sit and stare. That's all they could do, was just sit and stare and look into the candlelight and look into the flames. And all of a sudden, in the light, they saw Jesus appear to them. This one is called Find Him in the Light. And my prayer for you is that when things seem really dark, that you always turn to the light, because that's where Jesus is found. He is the light of the world. And that love light will never be extinguished. It's always there for you, no matter what. And now we come to flying off to heaven in white robes. This one is called Looking Down in Love. And after the resurrection, he spent another few days teaching his people again about what it was that God really meant for their lives. And then as he was ascended into heaven, he's just up there. But he's always looking down in love. And he's always showing us the wounds in his hands to prove that he loves us. Remember the scripture that says, I've written you on the palms of my hands. I've engraved you on the palms of my hands. That's what we can remember from this painting. My prayer for you is that you remember that Jesus is always at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you, and that he always, always looks at you with love and mercy and compassion and forgiveness and grace. Just a couple more. Then after the ascension, then they were still waiting, they were still praying, they were still obeying what the Lord said, and he said to wait in Jerusalem until you be endued with power. And then I want you to kind of move it around just a little bit. Can you see the... Okay, this one is called Tongues of Fire. As they were sitting in there on that last evening, on that Pentecost evening, all of a sudden... They heard this huge wind, and it was the breath of God. And the Holy Spirit came and hovered over them just like he did over creation in the very beginning. And these tongues of fire appeared over each one of them. And those tongues of fire represent the zeal of the Word, so that you can go out. Thank you, Jesus. My prayer for you is that you allow the Holy Spirit to touch your mouths with tongues of fire, that you allow the Holy Spirit to endue you with power from on high, so that you can go out and be the gospel. Be the gospel that Jesus was on this earth. Okay. This is the last one, you'll be glad to know. And this one is called Sunrise, Sunset. scripture says in one of the Psalms, from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. Our earth is fashioned so that when the sun is coming up someplace, it's going down someplace else. So that there's always continuous sunrise, sunset, always and forever. So from the beginning until the end, the Lord's name is to be greatly praised. My prayer for you is that every sunrise you find something to be grateful for, and that every sunset you are reminded that day comes, night comes after day, after comes after night, after comes after day, and it never stops because God loves you. That's my prayer for you. Now, thank you. If any of these have touched you, let me know. But don't just let me know. These are things that the Lord has laid on my heart to give to you. These are words of encouragement and love and grace for you from God. I did this because that's what God told me to do, but it's His creative power that flowed through in order to make these paintings available. So I pray with all my heart that you catch the creative power that these paintings portray, and that you give God the honor and the glory. Amen.